Bezras Hashem Yisparach, our first topic from Daf Vav, is a very important halacha lemaisa topic, that is, how many people are necessary in an area in order to call it a Rishus HaRabim, which will take us into our second topic, and that is, what is the shape of a Rishus HaRabim? Both of these topics are extremely important, discussing almost any area of Hotzah and Erevin. The reason it's so important is not only because we want to know whether a person, if he's carrying outside from his house into the street, is he being over an Issur D'Rabbanan or an Issur D'Oraisa. If the area does not qualify as Rishus HaRabim, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. For example, if there's a Chola, maybe there are times that it's permissible, combined with Shinuyim HaMeivin Yoven. However, this issue is much larger of an issue. And that is, that from the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Vav, and this is how we pass in the Halacha, it is clear that an Erev, which is really two things practically, and that is a Tzuras HaPesach that surrounds a particular area, the strings that are built on top of a Lechi, as well as the Challah that is sheared to join the people together, which is discussed in Maseches Erevin, is only logistically possible when we're combining together families that do not live in a Rishus HaRabim. However, once a Rishus HaRabim exists, the only way that one will be able to carry is if there are mechitzos that are surrounding the whole Rishus. Our Gemara on Dav Vav Amid Beis had suggested that amid the Midbar in the time that the Jews were in the desert was a Rishus HaRabim. In contrast, today, the Gemara says it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Tosis points out that one of the defining features of the Rishus HaRabim at the time of the Midbar was there were 600,000 people there. Therefore, Tosis by us, in the Vav Amid Beis, we've mentioned in the past that the other important daf on Rishuyos is another Vav, and that's Daf Vav in Erevin. Rashi in Daf Vav in Erevin as well emphasizes this point that if there are 600,000, it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. For both the positions of Rashi and Tosos, one could infer that if there would not be 600,000 people, then it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, and for very important practical purposes, then an Erev could be constructed in that area, and one does not need to build walls around that entire area. Nevertheless, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we see that the Rambam, as well as the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch, seems to go in a different direction. In Simen Shin Mem He, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes the following. Ezeu Rishus HaRabim. What is considered Rishus HaRabim? Rechovos, Ushvakim, streets, and markets. HaRechovim Tez Zayin Amah, they are 16 Amos long. Ve'enim Mekorim, they're not covered with the roof. Ve'en Lehem Choma, Vafili Eshelem Choma, Emum Fulashim, Mishar Lishar. We will get to this later today. Have Rishus HaRabim. V'yeishomim, and there's some who say, the Ber HaGola says, this is the opinion of Rashi, and also appears to be the opinion of the Rosh, shekol she'ein shishim ribu ovrim bo'chol yom, eina Rishus HaRabim. There aren't 600,000 people who pass there every day, then in such a case it does not qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. The Mechaber seems to be following the position of the Rambam, and not the position of the other Rishonim. These Rishonim are listed in the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maschul Shein Shishim Rebo. The Be'er Halacha ventures to claim that it could very well be even a majority of the Rishonim hold that you do not need 600,000. At the end of the day, the Be'er Halacha points out that the Pashtus of the Gemara, if we only look at the Gemara itself, there's no mention of the Gemara of the need for 600,000. So even though Rashi and Tosos held that way, however, he points out many Rishonim disagreed, and in terms of Psak in Halacha, Stam v'yeshomrim Halacha kistam, the Be'er Halacha is very puzzled that the Magen Avraham and Simen Shin Gimel and Sif Yud Ches seem to claim that in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that you do need Shishim Ribu to create Rishus HaRabim. The Be'er Halacha rejects that out of hand, and he claims as well that this is the position of the Ramah also. It is for this reason that there are some, what's referred to sometime as the customs of people who learned in Lithuanian yeshivas, to try to refrain
from carrying an Erev in, this is one of the reasons, in areas that are quite large. Because even if there aren't 600,000 people, if there's an area that's 16 amos wide, then in such a case an Eruv cannot be constructed according to the position of the Rambam, and what the Be'er Halacha holds is the position of the Shulchan Aruch. Bottom line, the Mishnah Brura concludes the following. He says, it seems that the Mechaber paskins that you do not need 600,000 for it to be a Rishus HaRavim. Umikol Mokolein, Banu Koach Limchos, B'yad HaSomchen Al De'azu, the De'azu, Gamkein, Lodas, Yechidohi. Both opinions are not minority opinions. There are many opinions that go in both directions. On the contemporary scene, of course, we are not going to get involved with discussions that are both already in the domain of great Gedolei Torah, and as well, unfortunately, sometimes connected to politics. But another important shita one should be aware of is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuvas, and this was the crux to this day of a lot of the controversies that revolve around the Erevin in New York City, was of the opinion that even if you rely on the Yesh Omrim to build an Erev, however, the way in which we calculate 600,000, says Rav Moshe, is not necessarily the way in which the literal reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to suggest, because after all, the Mishnah Brura asks a strong question on this halacha. The Mishnah Brura points out that there is an anomaly in the expression of the Mechaber. Let's deal with the Mechaber's language. When discussing the second opinion, V'yesh omrim shekol she'ein shishim ribo ovrim bo b'chol yom ein arushus harabim. The Mechaber says if you don't have 600,000 passing, there are some who say it's not considered a rushus harabim. Mishra points out that the literal understanding of the Mechaber is that you need 600,000 people passing at that particular point. Mishra Brura says, chipasti b'svarim, I looked everywhere and I never saw that they need the 600,000 need to be passing at this particular point. Rakshiyu mitzuyin sham shishim ribo, but rather there should be 600,000 people there. If there's 600,000, so then it cannot be made, that area is a rishus harabim and cannot be made into an eruv. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Orach Chaim Aleph, Simin Kuf Lamites Anaf Hey, and this point of Rav Moshe became critical many, many years after this tshuva was written and has become known as Rav Moshe's Shita in Erevin. This tshuva was written approximately in the year Tafshin Yud Beis, which is the early 50s. Rav Moshe explains the lines in the Mechaber as well as a cryptic line in Rashi in Erevin to introduce the following approach of deciding whether a city has 600,000. Number one, Rav Moshe points out that Rashi in Erevin Davov Amid Aleph refers to Ir Shemitzuyim Ba Shishim Ribo, a city that has Shishim Ribo. Rav Moshe began to call this a Rishus Harabim de Ir. The Ir, or maybe in the other direction as well, Ir de Rishus Harabim. If it has 600,000 people that are in its streets, then in such a case, it would be considered a Rishus Harabim. Moshe then goes into details. How do you calculate counting the people in the cars as well, etc., etc.? How do we square that with the position of the Mechaber? The answer, says Rav Moshe, is we don't. There are two different halachos. Number one is the city itself. If there are 600,000 people in that municipality, then in such a case it becomes a Rishus Harabim. And then the Mechaber was talking about roads. That there are certain roads that are Tezayin Amma that are not cities. They're entrances into cities. So if they have 600,000 people that are passing at that particular point, that's what the Mechaber was talking about. That's the answer as well to Mishnah Brura's question. Of course, says Rav Moshe, no one, as Mishnah Brura pointed out, no one said that you need 600,000 in passing at one particular point in the city. As long as the municipality has 600,000 people, that would be enough to turn it into a Rishus HaRabim. It's for this reason that Rav Moshe prohibited Erevin in many large cities. Because he claimed, if the municipality has 600,000 people, it makes the whole area a Rishus HaRabim. Even if you're going to cordon off a small neighborhood or a small area that might not even have 600,000, or you'll even make an Erev between one house and the next, as long as the Erev is going to extend partly into a public domain, Rashi called it Rishus HaRabim Deir. And the Mishnah Brura, if you will, already had pointed out that we don't focus on any particular point. And Rashi expressly stated it, Ramosha claimed. Of course, there were some who disagreed and said that prohibition only applies to where there are 600,000 people. If the Erev is in an area where there are 600,000 people, then that's going to be problematic. The Mishnah Brura didn't go as far as Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Mishnah Brura only said that you don't need the 600,000 people passing in one spot. Nevertheless, this became known as Rav Moshe Shita, and this Be'ezer Hashem is the background for the basic issues that exists today in terms of what qualifies a Rishus HaRabim. Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, the Rambam on the other. Two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes between the Magen Avraham and most Poskim, where the Shulchan Aruch came out Lakula saying you need 600,000. The Be'er HaLacha feels strongly that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam did not hold that way. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura says if someone decides to follow, and the earlier poskim seem to say like that, it's a common expression that we find, the Ein Lanu Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh is following the position that you need 600,000, and in Europe, even the large cities did not have 600,000 in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, and maybe even one could argue into most of the 19th century as well. Nevertheless, even if we're going to follow the lenient opinion, there was a machlokis between the Gdolei HaPoskim today. How do we define a large municipality that has 600,000 people inside of it? Does it make the entire municipality illegitimate for an Erev, and one cannot even cordon off a small area for it? This was the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. We showed how Rav Moshe learned the words of the Mechaber, while others, relying on the lenient opinion, disagreed, once again taking a lenient position that it's possible to construct a kosher Erev as long as it's not an area that has 600,000. What we have not discussed today is how do we calculate the number 600,000. Be'ezer Hashem, we will leave that for another time. This is the basic background of where one can build an Erev in large areas. Before we conclude this topic of halach, it's important to note that the Chazon Ish in Simen Kuv Zayin Sifkaton Hey through Zayin turns the sugya on its head by making a very important observation, the halach l'maisa sugya. And the Chazon Ish says, instead of arguing that today's municipalities have made bigger problems, because it could very well be that according to both opinions in the Shulchan Aruch it's a Rishus HaRabim, Chazon Ish goes actually in the exact opposite direction. He points out, here's his lashon: Sherechovos psuchos mizelze v'efsher shelo tehe achas hamistayemes rechovos sherechov acher nimtza himukefes migimol ruchos. The Chazon Ish points out that in most large cities that have apartment buildings, the actual streets are cut off in three directions, because even though you've got a street that's open with two buildings facing each other, when you cross over the avenue, let's take the west side of Manhattan. Eventually, when you go to West End and to Riverside Drive, there you will see that there are buildings that go along Riverside Drive, and thereby, there's no, almost all streets are not open from the beginning to the end. Eventually, there's a building that closes it off, which means that the area is closed on three sides. If that's so, the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that most cities today, even if you don't need Shishim Ribo, are not considered a Rishus HaRabim. One time I was discussing with Rav Shechter after he showed us the Erev in the Washington Heights. I discussed with him Ramesh's position. Ramesh's position Rav Shechter found very hard to understand, and he then expressed to me that he thought, in general, this doesn't apply only to this psak, but this psak is included, that he always found the Chazon Ish's arguments a lot more clearer, he said it actually even in sharper terms, than Ramesh's psakim, and therefore the Chazon Ish is behind many of those who have constructed Erevin in cities where there was a small area that was cordoned off to make the Erev. This Bezer Hashem concludes our important halacha topic from Daf Vav. It should be noted that there are other factors that are important in terms of defining Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. For example, there are some opinions who hold that the Rishus HaRabim has to be straight, Mavui Mefulish. Bezer Hashem, we will try to pick up these topics as we continue on, but the most important one we did Bezer Hashem today.